Hi, this is Barney Beal, news director with SearchOracle.com. I was at Oracle Open World last week and had the chance to sit down with Sue Merrigan, senior director of information management at Intermap Technologies, to talk a little bit about their deployment of the 11G database. Sue, thanks for joining us. Maybe you could start us off just telling us a little bit about what Intermap is and what they do.
Sure, thank you. Intermap is a 3D elevation mapping company, and we're mapping homogeneous data sets across countries, a program we call NextMap, and we offer that elevation data as well as orthorectified imagery as products to enhance other applications that may be in the industry of wireless communications, government services, wind energy, insurance flood risk, just various applications, engineering development, and such like that.
Okay, and give us a little sense of your IT setup.
Currently in our Denver data center, we have an 11G instance of Oracle running the spatial component. All of our data is ingested into the GeoRaster spatial, and it's replicated using Active Data Guard to our co-location facility, which is a mirrored physical standby installation at a co-location in Denver.
And the 11G, was that an upgrade, or did you start new with 11G?
We did start with 10G, and we quickly learned, because of the requirement of a 24/7 at the physical standby, that it was important for us to test out 11G and move in that direction. And with some encouragement from an outside consultant as well as within Oracle, we said, okay, we'll try it, and it worked out great. We just had a perfect implementation, and it's been running extremely well.
And so tell us a little bit about the implementation. Obviously it sounds like it went well, but kind of how long did it take? How long have you been live?
We've been live since early August, and it took us a while to go live because we had 11 terabytes of data that we had to ingest off of our file server into the Oracle spatial environment and then get it, have Active Data Guard replicate it. So that took a few weeks to get fully implemented. So now we've been active, I'd say, a good 6-8 weeks.
And so what were some of your reasons behind moving to 11G? I mean, was there a specific feature or function? You said there was some encouragement from a consultant and from Oracle, but I mean, what did they say to convince you guys?
Well, the beauty of Active Data Guard is that our physical standby can be operational and open to our clients and our data distributors and our channel partners while it's applying the changes that are coming from our production facility. So that was key for us, and we really didn't want to have any downtime, and there was no other way around it but to use Active Data Guard to make that 24/7 availability to the public.
So can you tell us a little bit about how you chose your consultant and Oracle and the whole selection process, and how did that all worked out?
The consultant that we chose actually was a company called DBA Knowledge. They're highly recommended in the industry as being experts in the Oracle world. And we heard from a hardware vendor of a person there, and so we had him come in and kind of do a pulse check. He's dealt with very large databases such as ours on a variety of platforms, having been a consultant for, into multiple industries. And so, we had him come in and we had him look at it, and he said, if your requirement is to go 24/7 and be up and running as you're applying changes, then by all means check Active Data Guard, because he said my experience in the testing I've done has been very well. So, and then from an Oracle perspective, it was the spatial group. They really encouraged us to try it out. There's a lot of new functionality and features that came with 11G spatial as well. And we implemented in our test environment, and it did prove to be very sound. So
So speaking of that, any sort of interesting new features that you hadn't really been banking on when you first looked at 11G that you've since discovered?
Well, one of the things that we realized that was really great was the ASM product, Automated Storage Management. We originally weren't intending to use that, and as we investigated it further, it was quite great because we have such a large instance of data, and data is constantly coming into the environment. It takes a lot of the storage management out of the play for the DBA, so he can concentrate more on database administration rather than, you know, storage management. The key thing with that as well is we can do anything we want on the back end. We can use multiple vendor storage if we choose to. ASM will automatically just accommodate
What is your storage setup like right now?
Currently, we have EMC SAN at both locations.
And is multi-vendor something you're thinking about, or is that just kind of an added bonus maybe down the road?
No, I think just an added bonus down the road. I think it's always great to be able to have your options open and take advantage of technologies as they come out.
And were there hardware investments you had to make with the upgrade? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, we definitely made hardware investment in the EMC SAN for our implementation. Again, that was the DBA Knowledge had come in and did a review for us and recommended that we use a SAN for our type of implementation. We were using a NAS device prior to that, but we using iSCSI. And it just wasn't working out that well in our testing. So
it sounds like your implementation went pretty smoothly, which is always good to hear. What do you attribute that to? Can you give us some sense of how much time you spent planning? How many people were on the upgrade team? What did that look like?
Well, we actually had a fairly small team, but they're very efficient, so that's great. I had about five of my team members working on this project, and that includes the project manager. And, you know, the project management, I think, is key in the planning. We did a lot of planning. We did a lot of testing to make sure that, and we got a lot of help, too, from the Oracle Spatial Group, as well as, DBA Knowledge, and another consultant that we had used, too, from a company called Aquis. So we were just really good at planning, I guess, and with all the help and support that we got around from different people, it just went really smoothly.
Any secrets to getting help from Oracle?
Any secrets to getting help from Oracle? Well, you know, the one thing about Oracle being supportive to us is we're doing something that has never been done before. We're the first company that's using Oracle Spatial to store 3D elevation data. So that it was key for them, you know, to be supportive to us in this implementation, because we're, you know, paving new ways for other companies to be able to come in and utilize spatial in a way that nobody really thought about before.
Great. And so any sort of advice for other organizations considering the move to 11G?
Well, I have to say that I have always in the past been very leery about going with a version 1 of something. 11G.1 was a little hesitant, you know, and my DBA was hesitant as well. But with all the testing that we did, and we really didn't run into any issues, and it's been rock solid, and we've been actually very impressed that a release 1 of 11G has just been so sound.
Yeah, I think that's a concern for a lot of people. Have you been through other Oracle database upgrades before? Can you compare and contrast how this one went?
I've been using Oracle since 5. So, you know, over 20 years of Oracle experience. And I will say that in my past, the experience was you never go with a release 1 of a new upgrade. And so this went much more smoothly than I anticipated. And like I said, we couldn't be happier with our installation.
Great. Thanks very much, Sue.
Thank you.